Welcome back to another episode of Visit Julian Blog Talk Radio Podcast. Today we have one of my favorite ladies in town, Kathy Enloe from Kathy's Dress Shop. Welcome, Kathy.
Thanks. Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're happy to have you. You're one of my favorite places. You're just such a sweet lady. We were just talking a little bit before the recording that this is your 30-year anniversary at Kathy's Dress Shop.
Yep.
That is so exciting.
We've been in a few locations, but we've been around for 30 years now this month.
So I know right now you're in the Frary House, right?
The Frary House, yes.
And that's a historical building on Main Street, Julian.
Yes.
Cute little red house. It's kind of hard to miss.
We love it there.
Yeah.
We love it there.
Yeah.
The garden outside, my friend Diane, who's my Tuesday, Thursday person for the last 20-some years, keeps it looking good.
Yeah, it's really pretty. And I think I remember somewhere about that you've offered it to people to, you know, just come and sit in the garden.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially when we were all locked down and the restaurants couldn't be open. We do have benches outside.
Mm-hmm.
And we have chairs on the porch.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, so people could come and
water
sit.
Water for dogs. I mean.
You do all it
all.
All
kinds of stuff.
It's not just Kathy's Dress Shop.
Absolutely.
It's Kathy's Everything Shop. Yeah, it's a very pretty little garden. And I know that as a chamber, we had Mixer there. And we hosted a lot of people outside. It's just a lovely little place to be.
Yes.
Yeah, super. And before that, you were in the little building just next door.
Right next
so you
door.
Were never hard to find.
No.
And the dress shop is very sweet and lots of pretty things. And I've gone in there and just like marveled at some of the really cute things that are available. And then you have some of the smaller little fun items too. Like you have some socks that you sell.
We have socks. We have clocks.
Yeah, the clocks
are
amazing.
We have little mirrors and pillbox gift items, things, jewelry, hats.
Very cool. What's in your jewelry case? What kind of items are in there?
Oh, we have, necklaces, earrings.
Mm-hmm.
We have some beautiful purses by Mary Frances
that are
a little pricey,
but
they're gorgeous.
Right, but there are people who, if they love a Mary Frances, they love a Mary Frances.
Yes,
and
they do.
So,
they're collector's items.
Yeah, so they'll come in. And your clocks are amazing. And I will tell you, and most of our listeners will already know, but in the show notes, there's a slideshow.
Yes.
So I'll have pictures of your clocks and maybe some pictures of your jewelry case. This I know we have socks and I know we have photos of the hats, stuff that I'll put on there so the people can actually see what you have going on there at Kathy's Dress Shop.
The inventory changes weekly.
Oh,
just
does it?
Because, well, we go from, you know, fall season to now spring is coming up.
Right.
We have, you know, new things coming in. It's been a little bit more challenging this year. Just keeping up with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, we're real low on our clocks right now, but hopefully by the 1st of March, we'll be back with new designs and that.
And fun. Those clocks are
absolutely
fun.
Yeah,
absolutely. And you have a try-on room. What do you call that? A fitting room.
Our fitting room.
And what if someone came in and they tried on a dress and it was just like a little too snug here or a little loose there? How does that work?
I can fix that.
Woo-hoo.
I can fix that. That's one of the services that we offer is I can hem your pants. I'm 5'2". I always have to have my pants hemmed, therefore. And it takes me 5 or 10 minutes to do that, and it's a service that we offer with no extra charge.
That's awesome. I bet you people really appreciate that.
They do. Well,
yeah.
Many times. I mean, how often can you try on something and know that it's going to be perfect? You know, sometimes it just needs a little dart or something like that.
Yeah. And just for the record, full disclosure, Kathy has nipped and tucked plenty of fabrics for my family and helped my daughter who needed some alterations for a dress and ended up winning best dressed that night. Thank
cool.
you. Did I not tell you that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Good.
She won best dressed.
That was the cutest thing.
It was.
That net
netting
on her skirt.
It was like, woohoo, Kathy rocks. So cool. So I know that throughout the year you do some specials. You have a 4th of July special, a Kathy's birthday. Tell us kind of as the year goes through some of the little fun things that you do.
Well, we try to have specials for most holidays.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most fun ones that I have are Kathy's birthday sale, which we do 20% off everything. And it starts right around my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And that way everybody comes in and says happy birthday,
right.
And they're all nice to me, you know, and that's a good thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
But we do a 4th of July sale.
Isn't it that red, white,
Christmas,
and blue sale?
Red, white, and blue sale, which is really everything, because most everything has a little bit of red, white, or blue in it.
Right.
Even the label.
And so, you certainly don't want to argue with someone who says, this is
red.
Oh, okay.
It's... I don't argue with anybody.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We also offer a local discount always.
That's
for
great.
10% off to any. And sometimes you have to just remind us that you're local and you get that.
That's great. And I know that you are a treasure for the locals here. They absolutely just adore you. Anytime someone asks a question that would slightly relate to your store on social media, the very first and the next 6 to 10 are Kathy's Dress Shop, Kathy's Dress Shop.
We have a very loyal local following.
Yeah.
And which is wonderful because we're a tourist town, but I'm going to say at least 50% of my business are local people.
That's so great. I know that pre-interview you had said that you wanted to talk about how great your customers were. So I'll give you a minute here to say, oh, I love you.
We love our customers. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have a good bunch of customers mm-hmm. that come in, especially locals. Mm-hmm. We kind of laughed even during the COVID, during the shutdown. Mm-hmm. If I ran into somebody in the post office, you know, and they, oh, can you take a video of what you have? I need to shop or something. And I say, I'm in there making masks. Come on in.
Come on in.
You know, come on in.
That's
and
great.
So we try to do what we can.
Yeah, you did a lot of mask making.
We did a whole lot of mask making.
Yeah, and I also remember that you had a basket out in front of your store with masks. So even during the shutdown, people could come get a mask. I put
a picture of the basket of masks on the front porch, and they would be gone in the morning.
Yeah, that's so great. Yeah. That's a way to serve the community.
Well, it kept me busy.
Sure.
You can only sit home so long.
Right. And as you know, I tried my hand at mask making.
You did. You're the one that started it because I was inspired by you.
Oh, that's so
doing
sweet.
The masks.
Thank you. I'll tell you, by the end, I was like, if I have to make another mask.
I know. I'm not making any more masks these days.
Yeah. Yeah, I just purchased the little boxes.
I have some little paper ones sitting in there. I actually have a few left, and I have one customer who had me make some about a month ago for her grandkids.
Oh, that's
great.
You know,
because they're still wearing them at school, and mm-hmm. she had special, I think they were shark paper fabric, you know. And
so it's fun for the kids to wear them.
It was.
Absolutely. I love the sweater that you're wearing right now and your lovely necklace. I'm assuming that those are Kathy Dress Shop.
No, this was Carol Wright made this necklace several years ago at an art show. I bought it, and it's one of those silly things that
it's beautiful.
Handmade, you know.
Now I feel like I have to take a picture of that for the show notes. All right, well, we'll get you smiling. That way people can see your lovely face, too, as we interview. So, basically, we just want to let people know that Kathy's Dress Shop is on Main Street. It's an adorable little red house with a beautiful garden. And you also have a wholesale rack, right? Not wholesale as in wholesale, but an entire.
We have a sale rack mm-hmm. That's always 30% off mm-hmm. of the listed sale. Mm-hmm. And also we do a Wednesday special where everything on the sale rack is $20.
Oh my goodness. That's great. And it's right outside in the garden.
Yes.
So people who are walking by could just step into the garden and take a look, and that may inspire them to come inside. And see what you've got inside.
See.
And what are your hours?
10 to 5 every day.
Every single day.
I feel it's important to be open every day. Mm-hmm. And so we are.
Great. Yeah. Because people love to have... When they come up here, they love to have the opportunity to open a door and enter a business.
Well, there are some in there, and they come in and they're frustrated because, gee, it's Tuesday, and why isn't anybody open?
Yeah, Tuesday is a slower day in town for sure.
It is.
Yeah.
But we have good Tuesdays and Wednesdays where other people, maybe it's because no one else is open there.
Right, but hey, you'll take it, right?
Absolutely.
Whatever.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so 10 to 5 daily, and specials throughout the year. Locals discount mm-hmm. and not just dresses. I mean, there are all kinds of great things.
Jeans, sweaters, t-shirts. We all wear jeans,
right.
As I'm wearing.
I am too.
We sell jeans.
Yeah.
Not Your Daughter's Jeans and Liverpool Jeans are mainly what we sell. And a whole lot of tops that go with those jeans.
Awesome. All right.
In the summer, we have more summer dresses because they're cooler and it's...
Yeah, and San Diego. I mean, even though we're in the mountains, San Diego is San Diego. So a cool summer dress is absolutely fantastic. Well, I really appreciate you coming in and talking to me. And I look forward to sharing photos and this broadcast for people to learn a little bit more. And they'll come and visit Kathy's Dress Shop on Main Street in Julian.
That's the goal.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Robin.
Take good care.